land is my land, from California to New York Island, from the Redwood Forest and the Gulf Stream waters. This land is made for you and me.
Whenever you hear somebody exclaim how beautiful Oregon is, please tell them it's because of Oregon's land use laws.
I roamed and rambled and I followed my footsteps.
Good morning. This is Wednesday, September 7th, 2022. You are listening to Keeping Oregon, Oregon, and I am your host, Aileen Kay. And we air the first Wednesday of every month for 30 minutes in the 8 a.m. hour, repeating at 6 p.m. We are part of KMUZ's Willamette Wake Up Team, and we focus on Oregon's land use planning system and also on sustainability issues. Due to COVID protocols, we are still conducting this interview by telephone. Our engineer today is Mark Albert. Thank you, Mark. Before we get into the show for today, I would like to mention that this is Pledge Month here at KMUZ, your all-volunteer community radio station. And between September 17th and the 23rd, we hope you will either go to KMUZ.org and push the donate button or call in donations to enable us to keep our station on the air. And even though nobody affiliated with KMUZ is paid, we still need funds to stay on the air. We need to pay for the studio and all the equipment. And we hope you definitely appreciate the detailed and often esoteric program content that we bring to you. Where else can you hear about Oregon's land use laws, for instance, and with no commercials? And also for Americana Alley, my favorite music show on KMUZ, every time I listen, which is every week, I hear a song, at least one, I have never heard before, never heard of the artist. You can't even find it when you do your search from your cell phone about who the artist is. It's really interesting and neat music that you can't find anywhere else. So please just go to the KMUZ.org and push the donate button or wait till the week of September 17th and call in a pledge. Thank you very much. So on today's show, we are pleased to be speaking with Dave Boudot, board member and secretary treasurer of the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District. And we will be referring to that as SWC. Dave is a retired wildlife biologist. And also, when I was doing my research for this interview, I did talk to some people over at the WCD, and they just love Dave. So, and they just love all his knowledge and background and are very happy to have him as a board member. He and his wife, Anita, have resided near Turner since 2003. And Dave first became aware of the value and services provided by the Marion SWCD about 15 years ago while implementing an NRCS, a conservation easement, on their property. As a way to give back, Dave volunteered to serve as a technical reviewer for the SWCD's Landowner Assistance Program, which allowed him to learn even more about the many services and activities offered by this district. Dave served as an associate director on the SWCD board for the previous 2 years, being elected as director of Zone 4 in the fall of 2020. So he has 2 years left, and hopefully he'll run again. Dave is a native Oregonian and an unquestionable fan of OSU. I want to preface our talk today also by saying that we did interview Dave last May regarding SWCD, but it was an abbreviated chat, so we asked him to come back to give us more detail about this valuable program that I think is a hidden treasure in our area. And as I say, as a reminder, they have a fabulous website that is well organized and detailed about all the things they do, and it's many. So, Dave, before we get into the details, can you please let our listeners know about a few upcoming events in which they might want to participate?
Sure, Aileen. Thanks for inviting me on your show. And as far as the events, you know, there's new things being added all the time, and at some point there's probably something for everyone. And the best way to stay up on that is to go to the Marion SWCD website. And then in the upper right-hand corner, there's three lines that indicates more. If you click on that and then click on the events, it'll give you the calendar. And that's just the best way to stay up on things. Our website is truly a real great resource, and always go there to find out what's happening in the district. As far as what's coming up, this weekend, Sunday, September 11th, at Bush Pasture Park, there's going to be a Community Salmon Watch Day, and that's going to consist of a number of stations regarding salmon. It's just a self-paced discovery. You just kind of go through the stations, and there'll be folks manning those stations, and there's apparently going to be, I've never seen it myself, a large 29-foot Chinook salmon there. It's called Claudia the Chinook. So that certainly, if you're looking for something to do this Sunday between noon and 3 p.m. at Bush Pasture Park in September 11th, this Community Salmon Watch Day. Also coming up this month on September 20th, there's going to be an agricultural open house at Chemeketa Community College, and the district is going to be there. And that's between 5 and 7:30 p.m. And again, district staff will be there and provide some resources. I think they're going to talk about the cover crop program, too, which we'll talk about later in the program, I think. So that's something. And then the other thing that's coming up is we have this First Friday event. It's something that it's being held online currently and will be for a while here, I think. But it is, you get a topic expert that talks over the noon hour. You do have to RSVP. It's free. Just let the district know that you want to join in, and they'll send you a Zoom link. And then, again, there'll be a topic expert. And this October, first Friday in October, we've already missed September's now, but in October on the 7th, there's going to be Matthew Shepard is going to be the expert. He's from the Xerce Society, and he's going to be talking about pollinators, specifically what pollinators need besides just flowers. We all know that pollinators are important for pollination and provide, you know, for our food crops and other things, but what else do they need? What other habitat requirements do the pollinators have? And that's going to be the topic of his talk on our first Friday. I will say that right now over in Seaside, there's a big conservation convention going on, and I understand that the district is going to receive an award for their First Friday presentation. So after this week, we can maybe say our First Friday things are award-winning event. So that's all I have right now for Aileen for the immediate future and the upcoming events. But again, I encourage listeners to check our website because there's new things being added all the time.
Okay. And I know that for the September 1st Friday Zoom talk with Stephanie Hazen, who I think a lot of our listeners know, she's a retired veterinarian, and she is so smart and nice. And she did a Zoom on the monarch butterfly. And she does some specific things where she lives to help keep that species alive. So yeah, and they're free. These Zooms are free, and you have just great speakers, so they deserve an award.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you so much for telling us about these upcoming events, and now we can get into some of the basics about SWCD. And basically the mission is to assist Marion County landowners in conserving soil, water, and related natural resources by providing technical, financial, and educational services. And when I was researching this I was really surprised to learn that the whole program was thought up by President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, and he got a law passed in 1935. And so after he signed that bill, he said, okay, every state, you need to implement this locally. And so I don't know how many there are districts there are in Oregon. Do you, Dave?
Yeah, there's currently 45. Some, they're not exactly by county boundaries. Some counties have multiple ones. In fact, in Marion County, originally there were three created soil and water conservation districts created in Marion County. And then in 1971, they all combined. And so then we just have the Marion Soil and Water Conservation District, which covers most of Marion County. There's a little piece of the north part of the county that actually is in Clackamas Soil and Water Conservation District. But most all of Marion County is covered under one conservation district now, and it's been that way since 1971.
Huh. Yeah, because Oregon only has, I think, 30 counties.
36.
Yep. Okay.
Yep.
Couldn't remember. All right. Dave, can you tell us how the conservation district is funded?
Yeah, our biggest source of funding is property taxes. The voters in the district approved the property tax. It's a nickel for every $1,000 of assessed value. And that nickel out of every $1,000 of assessed value goes to the district. And that's our single biggest source of funding. And this fiscal year, we expect that to be about $1.3 million that the district will receive from that portion of the property tax. And then we also get funding grants from federal and state agencies, the Oregon Department of Agriculture. We get grants, and usually those are tied to specific things. Like right now, there's a strategic implementation area in the Howell Prairie Creek area and Pudding River area that there's some funding attached to that. And then also the pesticide stewardship program that through ODA that we were receiving funding for. And so the SIA one, I think, is like around $200,000 or $225,000. So it's a fairly significant amount of money that we receive from ODA. The grants and the property taxes represent most of the new funding that we get for the district. We also have a cash balance that carries over from year to year as well. So,
and then when you guys fund programs and people, when people apply to get funding, is it only farm people who apply, or is it people who have experimental type gardens, or is it all strictly farmers?
Certainly not strictly farmers. Most of the funding does go to rural areas, but even there, not all are farms. There are people that are interested in doing things on their, it might be riparian restoration or noxious weed removal, but we do have opportunities in town too, I guess, or in urban areas. It might be advice or even assistance in establishing native shrubs. I know we did a project up in the Kaiser area where these folks had a relatively large lot in the city of Kaiser. They're interested in getting it all established in native plants, and we helped them with that. There was a project in Salem. A landowner in town there was right along Mill Creek and was interested in doing some riparian vegetation restoration, removing some of the non-native plants and getting native plants established along Mill Creek where they bordered the creek there. So there are certainly opportunities, and this actually brings up something. We are in the process of getting an urban conservation planner. It would be a new position, and it would be just targeted at those urban areas. And actually, at tonight's board meeting, we're going to be discussing that. We have a proposed position description that we'll be discussing tonight for a new position with the district for an urban conservation planner.
Neat. Okay. So the office recently moved to Staton?
Correct. Yeah, we were leasing office space, and we got looking at it and thought that we could save substantial amount of money if we purchased the own building in rent. And so we ended up doing that, and we've been there for a little over a year now. It's right in downtown Staton, between 3rd and 4th Street, and it's a nice facility.
Perfect. So how many paid staff? Well, they probably are working from home now, like everybody, but how many paid staff would be there if it wasn't for COVID?
Yeah, well, they're actually doing a hybrid thing. So most staff are in the office 1 or 2 days a week at least, and then they're in the field as well. But this fiscal year, the one that we're in that started in July, we are budgeted for 10 staff positions. However, we currently only have 8 staff. We just had a recent vacancy. Unfortunately, we hated to lose her. Moved on last week, actually, was her last day. And then we had this new urban conservation planner position that we hope to fill by the end of the year. So we hope to be up to speed with 10 full staff at some point, but right now we currently have 8.
Okay. And then can you tell our listeners about the board?
Sure. The board, there's 7 directors on the board, or there's 7 director positions. These are volunteer positions. We currently only have 6. There's been one vacant for a couple of years now. The 7 directors, 5 of them are assigned zones within the districts, and then we have 2 at large. And Zone 1, which is up around the St. Paul area, has been vacant for a couple of years now. So we have the 7 positions. And interestingly, this November, 6 of the positions are up for election, which isn't typically the case. Usually every other year, there's 3 or 4 positions, depending on the year, up for election. But just because of vacancies and the timing and the way things are filled, there's actually 6 of the 7 positions are up for election this fall. If any of your listeners are interested, they certainly can, run for election. It's too late to actually apply to get in the voter's pamphlet and stuff, but can still run as a write-in. And up until 2 weeks before Election Day, which I think is October 25th. So folks still have till October 25th to run for the board as a write-in. You do have to still complete a form to let the county know that you're going to be running as a write-in. You actually do it through the Department of Ag. But the reason is that they get lots of things like, votes for Mickey Mouse and stuff, which they don't
right.
count. So if you want your name to be counted, you have to fill out a form that says you'd like your name to be counted. It's pretty simple. That's actually how I ended up running for the board myself. So anyway, and then if folks want to be in, since we're talking about, the board, there's also associate directors, which are an unelected position. They're appointed by the board. And if someone wants to be more involved with the district, they can look into being an associate director. It's just a form that is filled out, and then the board reviews it. And, we like to have lots of diversity on the board as far as people's expertise and interests. And if anybody's interested in being an associate director, that's a good way to kind of see how the board works. And again, that's how I started as well.
Okay, perfect. And for our listeners who might have just tuned in, I want you to know that you're listening to Keeping Oregon, Oregon. And our guest today is Dave Boudot, board member, Marion Soil Water Conservation District. You have an excellent website, and these are listed on the website, but it would be great if you could tell our listeners the major program areas that are carried out by the district.
Sure, there's 4 kind of broad areas, but they're all interrelated, I guess. There's few of them just stand alone by themselves because they interact with each other. But community education is a big one. An example of that might be the Salmon Watch program that is occurring this weekend at Bush Pasture Park. And then we have conservation planning, and that there's actually, we help landowners develop who are interested in developing a conservation plan for their property. So you would contact the district, and one of the conservation planners would hopefully be able to come out and walk the property with you and provide some ideas, and then that might lead into some other either technical assistance advice or possibly even funding to assist the landowner in establishing the conservation plan for the property. So that conservation planning is a second one. A third one is youth education and working with the schools or different youth groups. And it can be through supplies or providing materials. We have different called bins that have different educational materials that can be checked out, and there's a variety of, there's field trips, there's a whole diversity of things in youth education. And then lastly, we have a grant program. We have a number of different kinds of grants. We have a couple of principal programs, but there's at least six different kinds of grant opportunities that folks could take advantage of to assist in their soil and water conservation needs.
Also, regarding some of the educational efforts, I don't know if you've noticed, but I think a lot of people don't know what tansy looks like anymore because it's everywhere. And people...
Oh, I was going to say it was a bad tansy year. Tansy did very well this year.
Yes.
But, right.
And I don't think a lot of people are new to rural areas, and I don't even know if they realize that it's a really bad, dangerous plant for horses and other livestock, and it just grows and grows and grows, and you're not supposed to cut it because if you cut it, it just makes it spread more. So, and I don't know what the county does related to what you guys do in terms of educating people about tansy and that it's bad and how to get rid of it.
Yeah, we certainly have advice and ways to deal with that contact the district. You know, pulling is one, herbicides are another, but there's specific times of the year that's most effective. I don't think the county has a very active weed management program, unfortunately, currently. They did at one time, but you can certainly contact our office, the district office there, the Marion SWCD office, and if someone has a question about that and can put you in touch with staff to help you address the issue of tansy as well as other invasives. There's certainly some other weeds of great concern that the district's been attacking. Got some funding to get after Japanese knotweed here recently, and then there's a plant called the Widgeia, which is found in the North CNEM and adjacent rivers, as well as the Willamette, too, that have been big concerns of lately and been some major efforts on those fronts.
Oh, good. So now let's get into some of the grants. I think I read that you guys give $700,000 worth of grants a year.
Yeah, our current budget for this fiscal year is like $760,000 worth of grants. But I should say that's not all new money. What I mean by that is we have some grants that were awarded like last year that carry over into this fiscal year. So it's in the budget. So about a third of those are about a third of that $760,000 are funds that were obligated in last fiscal year, or in some cases, rare cases, two fiscal years ago, because sometimes it takes a few years to get a project established. And so the funding covers multiple years. But Yeah, it's close to $500,000 a year with all the grants put together that is available of new money each year. So, yeah, it's a pretty significant amount. And most of them require matching grant or could be just in-kind match, a landowner running their own tractor or pulling their own weeds or whatever it might be. That can count as part of the match.
And then how do you get reports back from people you give these grants to?
Sure. At the completion of the project, there's a completion report that's done. And then we also, the staff checks back with landowners that have got previous grants to see how the project's going. And part of it is just to learn what, you know, did it work well? Is there something we could do better, something landowner could do better? And just to ensure that the project goes forward and continues to be valuable, because a lot of these projects have a life expectancy of 10 to 15 years and certainly want them to be successful. And so there's a completion report that's done as soon as the project is completed and implemented, but there's also follow-up with the landowner or land manager too later on.
Neat. I did notice that there's a grant currently being made available, and it's available for applicants through October 31st, and it's called Cover Crop Assistance. Can you give our listeners some detail about that?
Sure. This is a program that we've been kind of experimenting with. The applications just started August 1st, and we'll go through October 31st. And first, I'll define what cover crop is. Just a temporary crop that is just intended to get germinated, establish roots, and help hold soil over the winter before our heavy rains begin. We don't want bare soil fields exposed to the winter rains because of soil erosion. Also, by planting a cover crop, you add organic matter. It helps with the microorganisms in the soil, so it improves soil health. And we have the program right now is we're giving priority to the area, again, Howell Prairie Creek and Pudding River areas, where there's the strategic implementation area where the Oregon Department of Agriculture has identified opportunity to improve water quality in that area. And so that's our priority area, but anywhere in the district could potentially qualify. We're also giving priority to smaller landowners with less than 50 acres. And so that's through the 15th of this month. And then after the 15th, anybody's available to apply through October 31st. And the reason that we have the October 31st deadline is so that there would be time for the plants to germinate and become established. And, you know, there's still a few weeks of growing season left before winter really hits and the heavy rains start. So, yeah, that's a good program. It saves soil and hopefully improves soil health as well.
Yeah. Okay, good. And we just have a couple minutes left, and I read recently in the paper that some Oregon groups just got $11 million from some federal funding to protect threatened species and to support reforestation. Do you know where those funds are going and what it's going to be for?
Well, I do know a couple of the soil and water conservation districts got funding. The Tualatin Soil and Water Conservation District got some money to help with dam removal, I believe, on Gales Creek to help with salmon and steelhead. And then Harney SWCD got some grants to work with landowners to do sage grouse. Now, Harney County in 2014 got a big grant from the USDA then, too. It was a regional conservation program partnership grant along with some other counties. But they worked with ranchers to develop ranch plans for sage grouse. And it was pretty monumental because they were the first soil and water conservation district in the country to get a programmatic conservation agreement with it's called a candidate conservation agreement with assurances, which is through the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. And it gives landowners assurances that what they do for sage grouse won't necessarily be held against them, I guess. They establish a baseline. You can see where something that like sage grouse that's being proposed for listing as threatened or endangered, a landowner might be reluctant to do things to improve habitat for them, because you wouldn't necessarily want to attract something that might become a listed. But this program actually provides some assurances for the landowner that decide to do that. It was very successful. Over 500,000 acres were enrolled in that. So Harney SWCD is really been on the forefront of a lot of this.
Nice. Okay. And we've been speaking with Dave Boudot, Zone 4 Director, Marion Soil and Water Conservation District, with headquarters in Stayton. So, Dave, is there anything else that you would want to share with our listeners?
If they're interested in becoming more involved with the district, we do have some volunteer opportunities. We do a salmon watch program with schools and others later this month, later in September, early October. And I know we're still looking for volunteers. The district will provide the training. Just contact the district. It will be Heath Kerstead will provide that. And then also, if you're interested in becoming more involved, there's the director opportunities, elections coming up, or associate director, there's opportunities to become more involved if folks are interested.
Okay. And then if people have questions for you, who should they email?
The best thing is to go to the website. You can contact our office. We have a Marion SWCD email too, or you can call, but it's just office@marionswcd.net. Explain what you're interested in, and you can be put in touch with the appropriate person, whether it's me or a staff person or whatever. That's the best way.
Okay, perfect. All right. Well, Dave, we want to thank you so very much for taking the time to tell us about this really valuable program.
Thank you for having me, Aileen. I appreciate the opportunity. We didn't even get to touch on some of the things I was hoping to, like our great LAP program, where we had 53 projects funded last year, but maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Okay. And there will even be more projects we can talk about next time, too.
Certainly.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dave.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Is there waste? Well, I don't know. 'Cause one thing dies to let another grow. The circle we see most every day. The name that we call it is decay. Come on, all you people, gather around. Get down and listen to decomposition. Get your munchers up and then they munch it really loud now. Break down, I get down, I break down, I get down, I break down, I get down, 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 down. There are many kinds of bugs. There's worms and snails, my favorite banana slugs. They are useful to me and you, 'cause they help to make the soil renew. Come on, all you people, gather round. Get down and listen to decomposition. Get your sun rays up, you gotta wave them in the sky now. Decomposition, 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 decomposition. I get down, I break down, I get down, I break down, I get down, I break down, I get down, 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 down. Decomposition,
game. A tree drops its leaves, but it don't stay the same. A bug chews them up and then spits them back out, making soil for a new tree to sprout. Come on, all you people, gather round. Get down and listen to decomposition. Everybody rise, we're gonna dance around the room now. Oh yeah. I get down, I break down. I get down, I break down. I get down, I break down. I get down, 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 down. Making that soul. Trees growing out of the ground. It's the decomposition breakdown view. Getting down, yeah, children. Break it down.